This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه. And who would turn away from the religion of Ibrahim, from the creed of Ibrahim, except for the one who is foolish, who is being foolish with himself. In the verses that we learned previously, and in the verses that we will learn now, Ibrahim a.s. is mentioned. Before Ibrahim a.s., who was being mentioned? Who was the main people who was under discussion? The Bani Israel. Why were the Bani Israel mentioned? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was inviting them to believe in who? In Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they were the ones who had believed in their prophets who were sent to them. And if they did not believe in the final messenger, their belief would not be acceptable. Their belief, their faith would be incomplete. So Allah, out of His mercy, was especially inviting them that they believe in the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what was the excuse they gave? What was the reason they gave for not believing? They said, we are the descendants of Yaqub alayhi salam. And he told us, he advised us, he commanded his children that they must remain, who? The Jewish people. That we are only to believe in the messengers who are sent to us, who are one of us. We are not to believe in any other messenger, in anyone else. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since he is not one of us, we're not going to believe in him because we're not supposed to. And this is why even today you will see people say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, he may be a messenger, but he was only a messenger to the Arabs. People are not required to believe in him. We're not supposed to follow him. He was a messenger, but only for the Arabs, not for us. Many people claim that even today. And at the same time, the Yahud, they claimed that they were the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. They looked up to him, they praised him, they assumed that they were his followers. And what was the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Of submitting to Allah, no matter what command is given, whether you like it or you don't, whether you find it easy or you find it difficult. Wasn't this the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Yes, of total submission. When Allah commanded him to slaughter his son, did he say no? He didn't say no. So whether a command is easy or difficult, the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam was what? His way was total submission to Allah. The Bani Israel, were they finding it difficult to accept the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam? Yes. They were finding it very difficult, but they weren't accepting still. So Allah presented to them the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That look at him, he was so obedient, and this is what you're supposed to do. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is the one who constructed the Kaaba. And all the people who follow him are who? Believers. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and those people who are believed in him, who are they? The followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in a way warning them that who would turn away from the creed of Ibrahim except for the one who is foolish? Only a foolish person would turn away from the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what was he teaching? Whose way was he on? The way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what was he inviting people to? The way of Ibrahim. So when the Yahud said, no, this is not for us, what were they doing? They were behaving foolishly. You would not follow the way of Ibrahim, the best way? وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ يَرْغَبُ رَغَيْنْبَ رَغِبَ يَرْغَبُ is to incline. رَغِبَ فِيهِ is to incline towards something, to be interested in something. But when this word is followed by عَنْ, like over here, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ, it means to leave something, to avoid it, to be averse to something. What do you leave? What do you avoid? What you don't like? What you're not interested in? What you dislike? What you hate? So وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, who would turn away, who would leave, who would not adopt, who would dislike, what? The way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. مِلَّة, mim lam lam, is what? Creed, the way, the religion. What was way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? The way of Ibrahim alayhi salam was of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was of hanifan musliman. Someone who has completely submitted to Allah and he leaves everything else. He's not interested in anything. He's only interested in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, because of his total submission, we learned that Allah took him as his khalil. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And he was Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the prophets. And he is the one about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً. Ibrahim alayhi salam was an entire nation. Meaning he achieved what a nation would achieve. He accomplished, he did what a nation would do. So his way is an exemplary way. It is the best way. It is the way that Allah likes. The way that Allah commanded His final messenger to follow. We learn in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. That now we have revealed to you that you must follow the way of Ibrahim. In Surah Al-An'am, we learn, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to adopt the same way as that of Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam. To submit entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if anyone turns away from the way of Ibrahim, then who is he? Illa, except for man safiha nafsa, the one who is being foolish to himself. Safiha, seen faha, safaha. What does it mean? Foolishness, stupidity. Ala innahum humus sufaha. They are the ones who are foolish. So man safiha nafsahu, who is foolish to himself. What does it mean by this? That the one who behaved ignorantly with himself. What is the reason behind foolishness? Lack of knowledge, unawareness. When a person does not have a great mental capacity. So, he treated himself foolishly, he behaved ignorantly with himself. In other words, he is destroying himself. He does not have any self-awareness. He is leading himself to ruin, to destruction. How? Why? Why is it that a person who turns away from the way of Ibrahim is being foolish with himself? Because the person who turns away from the way of Ibrahim is doomed to what? Destruction. If a person does not adopt Tawheed, if a person does not worship Allah alone, if a person does not submit to Allah, then what is he headed to? The hellfire. If any person turns away from the worship of Allah, from submitting to Him, he is on his way to the fire of hell. And if he is doing this consciously, he is really wasting himself. He is really behaving ignorantly with himself. He is not giving himself his right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our bodies, has given us our aql, our intellect. Why? So that we waste ourselves? No. So that we do the best that we can to earn the best reward in the hereafter. And if a person does not worship Allah, then he's definitely wasting himself. He's definitely destroying himself. So, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهُ. There are two types of people who leave the way of Ibrahim a.s. First of all, there are those who do this deliberately. For example, the Yahud, they were called. What was their way? Of turning away. They didn't accept. So a person who does this, he is behaving foolishly with himself. Secondly, is the person who turns away because he doesn't know. Like for example, think about the person who lives across the street from you. They're not a Muslim. Is it that they deliberately are not Muslim? That you did da'wah to them and they said, no, I don't like Islam, I'm not going to accept Islam. It's quite possible nobody ever even told them about Islam. So, even in that case, man safiha nafsa, because they are being ignorant. They are ignorant of the greatest reality. They are ignorant of the most important thing that we're supposed to do. So whoever contradicts the way of Ibrahim, whether deliberately, intentionally or unintentionally, then he is behaving ignorantly with himself. He is being foolish. He is ignorant. He needs to learn. He needs to think. He needs to realize. He needs to change his ways. Why? Because the way of Ibrahim is the best way. The way of Ibrahim is the way that Allah likes. And this is why Allah says, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And certainly we chose him in this world. Ibrahim a.s., because of his worship, because of his obedience, because of his submission, Allah elevated his status even in this world. اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ صَاد فَا وَاو صَفْوَة. اصْطَفَى is to select someone. To choose someone, to make them the best, to consider them the best. So Allah chose him out of all the people where? In this dunya, fit dunya. How? We see that he is Abu al-Anbiya. He is the father of all the prophets who came after him. Then we also see that he is the only one about whom Allah says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah made Ibrahim his friend. This is a huge honor, a great title. So Allah chose him. And we see that every time we send peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ, what do we say? كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَمَا بَارَكْتَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. So just imagine, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Someone who was so successful in this world, will you not follow his ways? Will you not follow his footsteps? Will you not want to be successful the way he was successful? So in this dunya, Allah chose him. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he in the hereafter will be of who? مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. صَالِحِينَ is a plural of صَالِح. And who is صَالِح? One who is righteous. One who is good. صَلَاح is correctness. When something is right, proper, as it should be. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He will be in the company of those people who are righteous. Those people who are righteous. And where will they be? In دَرَجَاتُ الْعُلَى. In the highest darajat, in the highest levels of paradise. So in this world, Allah chose him. In the hereafter, he will be in darajat al-ula. He will be of the most successful people on the Day of Judgment. So if anyone turns away from his way, then he is definitely a foolish person. He is definitely an ignorant person. What do we learn in this verse? We learn that if a person follows the way of Ibrahim, then he is truly intelligent. Then he is intelligent. If a person follows the way of Ibrahim a.s. And inshallah we will learn about the way of Ibrahim a.s. more and more as we learn about the verses and as we study the Quran more. So a person who follows his way is truly intelligent. Why? How? Because Ibrahim a.s. was successful. So a person who follows him will also be successful. Ibrahim a.s. submitted to the one who created him. He accepted every command that Allah gave to him. Whether people came preventing him or his love, his feelings came in the middle, nothing at all could stop him from obeying Allah. He preferred Allah over everything, everyone else. And this is the intelligent way. This is the correct way. Because I told you about wisdom. What is wisdom? To place something where it belongs. So when a person gives everyone their right, then they are truly wise, then they are truly intelligent. The right of Allah is what? That He should be preferred over everything and everyone because He alone created you. When He alone created you, you give Him preference. So when a person gives Allah his haqq, when a person gives Him preference, then he is intelligent. And if a person adopts any other way, then that is what? Of foolishness, of ignorance. Then we also learn that anyone who opposes the messenger, then such a person is indeed foolish. No matter how intelligent he may be in worldly matters, no matter how educated, no matter how advanced, no matter how successful he may be in worldly matters. Are you familiar with Abu Jahl? You know what Abu Jahl means? Father of ignorance. Meaning the most ignorant person. Abu Jahl was once called Abu al-Hakam, the father of wisdom. The person who is most wise, most intelligent. But when he opposed the Prophet ﷺ, he became Abu Jahl. A person may be very educated, very successful in worldly matters. He may be very wise, very intelligent. But if he does not follow the way of the Messenger ﷺ, then his intelligence is useless. Then it carries no value. Then he becomes the ignorant person. This is why in this ayah we learn, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهُ مَنْ سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهُ. Why? Because Allah chose Ibrahim. So whoever turns away from Ibrahim a.s. way is headed to failure. Question is, why did Allah choose Ibrahim a.s.? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When his Lord said to him, submit, أَسْلِمْ, سِينْ لَا مِيمْ. So Ibrahim a.s. was told by his Lord, Aslim, Seen, Lam, Mim, to submit. Submit to what? The command of Allah. Whatever Allah says. Whatever Allah wants. What was the response of Ibrahim a.s.? I'll think about it. Give me a week to think. Let me think it over. Did he say that? He said, Aslamtu. لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. To the Lord of the worlds. Why would I not submit to the Lord of the worlds? The Lord who created me. The Lord who gave me everything I have. Every ability, every potential. Everything I have is from Him. So why would I not submit to Him? He said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Notice his response. He did not delay. He did not procrastinate. He did not make an excuse. He did not say, I'm so tired. Oh Allah, You've given me so many other commands. You've made me go through so many tests. If you look at the life of Ibrahim a.s., it's full of tests. It's full of trials. It's full of obedience. It's full of obedience. He did that because he had submitted to Allah. When Allah told him, Aslim, he said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. I submit to the Lord of the world. On my apparent and also on my inside. Inside out, I submit to Allah. What does it mean by this statement? Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. That when the command of Allah comes, then a person's desires cannot stop him from obeying Allah. Then other people's wishes cannot stop him from obeying Allah. Their stares, their eyes, their comments, their likes, their dislikes cannot prevent a person from obeying Allah. Their opposition cannot prevent a person from obeying Allah. Ibrahim a.s. suffered a lot of opposition. His own father said, you stop it, otherwise I'm going to kill you. Leave me forever. Go away from here, his father said. Did that stop him? Did that prevent him? No. He was told to leave his son in the middle of the desert. Did the fear of hunger, did the fear of losing his child prevent him? No. Why? Because وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever trusts upon Allah, then Allah is sufficient for him. When you do something for Allah, you're doing it for Him. And you're asking Him to protect you, to take care of you. And He will protect you. He will take care of you the way nobody can. He will provide you the way nobody can. This is why aslamtu. And it can only be done with the realization that it is for who? لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The Lord of the worlds, the Creator of all things, the owner of all things, even of the people who scare me, even of the people who threaten me, even my body, or even these things that I'm enjoying. Who's the owner? Allah. And if I don't submit, then nothing can help me tomorrow. If we don't submit, our hands will speak against us. Our bodies will speak against us. Our children will speak against us. Our families will speak against us. This earth we're standing on is going to speak against us. If we submit to Allah, remember, everything is with us. And if we don't submit to Allah, then everything is against us. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And we can only submit to Allah with regards to big things when we submit to Allah with regards to small things. You know, small things lead to bigger things. If we don't submit to Allah with regards to our tongue, so we go on saying whatever we feel like, we go on doing whatever we feel like, then can we do great things that Allah wants us to do? No, we can't. There are people who go for Hajj even, and even over there, they're not able to recite the Qur'an. Why? Because they never recited before. They can't stand in prayer. Why? Because they never stood before. So we are only able to submit to Allah in big things when we submit to Allah in small things. And submission comes, first of all, from acceptance. Accepting the commands, the decrees, the decisions. Even if we don't like it, even if we don't see any benefit. Because whatever Allah decides for us is in our best interest. A person who complains, a person who rebels, a person who is upset, who is angry with the decision of Allah, he is not submitted. A person who doesn't like to do what Allah wants him to do, whether it is obeying the parents, or it is reciting the Qur'an, whatever. True submission is that a person submits wholeheartedly, completely, in every part of life, in every aspect of life. Not that when a person is within good people, he starts talking about the Qur'an, and when he is at home, he doesn't bother to apply what he learned from the Qur'an. What is needed is complete submission. Only that will lead to success. Otherwise, it is just talk. It is just words, which will bring a person no benefit. Let's listen to the recitation.
وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
So the way to success is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the way of complete submission, absolute loyalty. To who? Allah, the Lord of the worlds.